The Report of John Madison. John Madison, who had come to Battle Creek for the first time to attend the annual meetings, called on James White. He reported, "When I saw him bowed down with disease and took his weak hand, I could not refrain from weeping. Like a mighty oak he had stood the storms of many winters, but a cruel tornado had broken the limbs, and even loosened the roots." Ibid, May 29, 1866. From Madison alone we get the picture of the next few days in Battle Creek. On the following Sabbath, May 19, fasting and prayer was again appointed. Brother Bates led the meeting. The peace of God shone from his countenance. Ardent and united supplications went up to the throne of grace. We ceased not till Brother White came into our midst and testified that the Lord had untied his hands. Then joy and hopeful expectation shone from his eyes while he praised the Lord, and all united with him. First day afternoon he took part in and stayed during the services, and second day he shared in the ministerial deliberations. Ibid. The issue of the Review and Herald published the next day, Tuesday, May 22, carried a cheering back page note from White himself, first reporting on some of his sufferings, including extreme nervousness since his paralytic stroke, and then the change he was currently experiencing. "For the past 9 months we have not been able to obtain sleep without artificial heat in some form, and that for the last 5 months we have not had more than 1 hour sleep out of the 24, and that often disturbed by unhappy dreams." Ibid, May 22, 1866. But he wrote near the close of his report, "For 2 nights past since the season of fasting and prayer, Sabbath, May 19, we have slept more than for the 2 weeks previous, and our feet were warm without the use of artificial heat, which has not been the case for the previous 9 months." Ibid. He closed by saying, "By faith we claim the blessing of health, which faith we shall show by our works."